I'm Andy Bates. This is Faith and Family. And it is National Lutheran Schools Week, giving thanks to God for the great schools that we have across our country, proclaiming the good news of Jesus and shaping and nurturing these children, our children, in the Word of God daily as they grow up in this one true faith. And we have some great guests lined up for today. We're going to learn about Lutheran Special Education Ministries in Michigan. We're going to talk with some schools here in the St. Louis area. And we'll also head to Fort Worth, Texas to talk with St. Paul Lutheran School there. Hope you can join us for all of the conversations. Tomorrow we'll talk with more schools. We'll talk the rest of the week with Lutheran schools around the country. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website. Go to kfuo.org. There you can find more information about Concordia University Wisconsin in the sponsor section. Joining us by phone now, Stacy Heft. She is the president and CEO of Lutheran Special Education Ministries in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you as our guest today and looking forward to learning about Lutheran Special Education Ministries in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Where would we find Farmington Hills, Michigan?
Well, we're a suburb of Detroit, so not far from there. That's where our national office is, but we are actually in schools, over 40 schools in 7 states in the United States. So just a few of us here in Farmington Hills.
So serving how many schools again, did you say, across the U.S.?
Over 40 schools in 7 states.
Wonderful. Well, mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the work of Lutheran Special Education Ministries. What is at the heart of what you do?
Well, really, we're committed to providing special ed instruction to students who have all kinds of exceptional learning needs. We really want to meet our learners where they're at, and that just so happens to be in Lutheran schools. And we want to make sure that every child, every family who wants their children to have a faith-based education can do so regardless of what their learning needs might be.
Why is that so important? Why is it important for children to have this faith-based, this Christian education, regardless of what their learning needs might be?
Well, I think that many families, including my own from a very early age, have really committed themselves to making sure that their kids have more than just an academic success.
Mm-hmm.
While our Lutheran schools are really second to none when it comes to academic success, there is more to life, obviously, than what we learn here on earth. And preparing our students, preparing our children for an eternity in heaven is far more important than what their education might be. So when we look at educating our kids and we're looking at them as being whole children over the span of their entire lives, not just in those few years that we have them in our homes or in our schools, we're really trying to prepare them for a life of eternity in heaven. So what a great opportunity we have to do that. And while we feel that our families are doing an exceptional job of that in their own homes, how much stronger we can be in preparing them for that next step in their life if we can all work together. And often, especially families of kids that have exceptional learning needs, often feel kind of alone and don't have a whole lot of support for what they're going through and for the things that their kids need. So having that extra sense of support, that sense of support that is so often evident in Lutheran schools, is a great place for our learners to feel safe to be themselves, to feel safe to ask questions, to feel safe to learn in different ways than other learners. So we just feel like we have the greatest opportunity to not just help them learn skills that will help them with life and studying and education and all those good things, but really preparing them for a life in heaven.
Hmm. How long has Lutheran Special Education Ministries been serving students and families in Lutheran schools?
Since 1873.
Wow.
So for over 140 years, we have been trying to identify the needs of our learning community and really serving the exceptional learning community. When we started out in 1873, we started out as an orphanage, and a number of our students who were with us at that time were deaf. So we began as Lutheran School for the Deaf, and we were a standalone Lutheran school that served the hearing impaired. And so students from all over the country would come to live at this school and receive deaf instruction. But then when the laws started to change in the 70s and 80s, and those laws encouraged inclusion of deaf students in the general ed classroom, and so our enrollment started to decline with the deaf students. So we had some really smart forefathers who saw that the needs of our learning community were changing and that there was a huge need for specialized instruction for students with exceptional learning needs, and specifically in Lutheran schools. So our model began to shift a little bit, and instead of staying on one campus in one school, it began to branch out into Lutheran schools and all over the country, and meeting the learners where they were at, specifically in their own Lutheran schools, and not pulling them out and not making them feel like they were different, but supporting them and supporting the teachers and the caregivers who work with them on a daily basis. So that's when we became Lutheran Special Education Ministries, which we are today, where we serve thousands of kids in over 40 schools in 7 states, like I mentioned before, and growing.
What are some of the chief concerns of parents of exceptional learners as they think about education for their child?
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, all kids learn in all different ways, but we specifically, kids who have identified learning needs, specifically learning disabilities, and times where they just are absolutely not going to learn like the average learner. I think that the concerns for families is, like I mentioned before, that they're still going to have that opportunity to learn in a Christian setting, that they're still going to be learning the things that are most important to them for their future as adults and beyond in eternity. But I think that the concerns are on the day-to-day, that their child feels safe, that they feel accepted, that they feel strong and smart, and that those challenges are challenges that our families face every single day. And so our teachers do a fabulous job of helping our students have that sense of success, helping the teachers in the general ed classrooms to have techniques and different ways that they can reach the learners, not just the specific learners that we directly instruct with the teachers that we have placed in specific Lutheran schools, but the other kids that are in the classroom who also benefit from this instruction, because everybody's learning needs are being mm-hmm. met, and the instruction isn't just diluted. It's meaningful to every student. And I think that's what every parent wants, is for their child to receive meaningful instruction and to feel loved and accepted and safe, and that's what we're trying to provide for those families.
And that brings us to another good point. What are some of the key things that parents of children who aren't necessarily exceptional learners with special needs, who share classroom and learning time with exceptional learners, what should they consider in preparing their children or in helping their children be better classmates and stewards of the time they're given in the classroom, just to help them be better classmates of students of exceptional learners?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think it's one that teachers in classrooms always are considering, and what kind of role models these other students can be. I think that when we look at programs such as ours, a lot of times people say, you know, it's really not worth it because it only serves a small population of our school community. When in reality, as you just suggested, all of our students benefit from it, because when a student who may need a little bit extra time on something, they may need a little bit more attention from the teacher, when all of those things are happening, oftentimes other students and their families in turn become resentful, and they start feeling like they're not getting the best from the teacher, that maybe one or two students in a classroom are kind of monopolizing the teacher's time. When Lutheran Special Education Ministries comes into a school and we provide a teacher and we work with those students, everyone's instruction improves, because the teacher is then able to give his or her time to more of the students in the classroom and not just focused on one or two or three students in the school. So everyone's instruction improves, but I think, you know, to answer your question, in terms of what we can do better as parents or teachers to help our students to be more accepting, I think that that's something that is just exceptional that our Lutheran schools are already doing. Previous to my role as the CEO at LSEM, I was a principal in a Lutheran school. And I can tell you, I saw this on a daily basis, where students were loving and accepting and made students feel good about who they were, regardless of what their needs were. So I know as a mom myself, and knowing people who have kids with those needs, you really want those other kids in the classroom to just love everyone and to make sure that that love that they, that Jesus has for them is love that they continue to show to each other.
With just about less than a minute left, Stacy, how can we find out more about Lutheran Special Education Ministries?
Well, I think that, you know, Lutheran Special Education Ministries is going to continue to serve as many students as we can in Lutheran schools across the country. And I think that we are looking for support in ways of building these programs to branch out into more schools so that we can serve those students. We're looking for friends who will come alongside of us, who have a passion for this type of ministry, who will share this load with us, who will support the schools who have programs in them, who will continue to help them to have our programs so that all students, regardless of what their needs are, can continue to learn about Jesus in their day-to-day instruction.
Website, can we find more information on online?
Yes, absolutely. Please visit our website. We are at LUTHSPED, so lutsped.org, and we would love for you to learn more by visiting that website.
Thanks so much for being our guest today, Stacy Heft, President and CEO of Lutheran Special Education Ministries. Thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
Thanks so much, Andy. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Fort Worth, Texas, talk with friends at St. Paul Lutheran School in Fort Worth. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Barack Obama and a few others continue to tout embryonic stem cell research, which kills human embryos, even though it's bad science. Now there's breathtaking results of research on people with multiple sclerosis using adult stem cells. Stephen Story was a marathon runner and triathlete, but was totally paralyzed due to MS. Doctors used chemotherapy to kill his immune system and then injected his own stem cells that had been harvested earlier. Within days, he could move a toe. After 10 months, he managed a mile-long swim. He also now rides a bike and walks again. The results also seem to indicate the disease has been stopped in its tracks. This is a huge breakthrough for hundreds of thousands of people.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
It is National Lutheran Schools Week on Faith and Family, and around the country, many Lutheran schools celebrating this week as well, giving thanks to God for wonderful Christian education happening across the country. We now head to Fort Worth, Texas, St. Paul Lutheran School, and Principal Scott Browning joining us by phone. Good morning, Mr. Browning.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks for being our guest today and sharing with us a little bit about St. Paul Lutheran School in Fort Worth, Texas. How is it looking in Fort Worth today?
It's a beautiful day. I bring you and your listeners warm greetings from Texas, about 50 today and 70 this weekend. So come on down for a visit.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's the sun's starting to sneak out here in St. Louis, so it's Excellent. Warming up a little bit. I think we've almost made it to 35.
Excellent.
Well, tell us about St. Paul Lutheran School in Fort Worth, Texas. Where would we find St. Paul in Fort Worth?
Sure. St. Paul School here in Fort Worth is a city center school. We're right in the heart of Fort Worth. We are we draw from 20 different zip codes spread out over about 40 miles. So truly a regional school drawing from a wide, wide area.
What would you say is unique about St. Paul Lutheran School?
St. Paul is one of the few schools in our area that's a 2006 National Blue Ribbon School recognized by the U.S. Department of Education for excellence in academics. That's one of our strengths here at St. Paul. We also have some unique things going on campus as far as a partnership. We have a partnership with a Lutheran school in Puerto Barrios, Guatemala, Pastor Paz and his ministry at Cristo El Salvador. It's a Lutheran school of over 800 students. We've sent teachers and support them, and they support us through prayer and different educational things as well.
What does a partnership like that mean for the students on a daily, weekly, monthly basis at St. Paul?
Sure. What I enjoy about it is that the students are able to connect with something larger than just their own school, mm-hmm. that the gospel is shared in many different ways throughout the country, and Lutheran schools are done in many, many different ways as well. And so for our students, connecting with them, hearing the stories about what's happening down there, and knowing that we're in prayer for one another is important to give them a larger view.
So tell me about what students experience, what they learn, how does that all work together to prepare them for the next chapter of life, maybe high school or beyond? How does St. Paul Lutheran School prepare them for that next chapter?
Absolutely. We prepare them very well. Our students leave St. Paul with a strong biblical foundation. Our school is from preschool through the eighth grade, so when they finish as eighth graders and they're getting ready to go to high school, they have a wide variety of high schools to choose from. One of the things I love about how our middle school students are prepared is that we're teaching them how to study scripture, instilling them a spiritual discipline of reading and reflecting. It's a busy world. It's a loud world mm-hmm. for them. And so what we do is we bring them into St. Paul, and for a few minutes each day, we point them to some scripture, we give them some quiet time, and we let that word of God really just sink in their heart and teach them how to reflect on that, maybe do some journaling about it, some writing on it, and really build into them to get in tune with that spirit voice inside of them so that God can talk to their hearts as adolescents. Making sure that our students know who they are in Christ is absolutely important, especially in those adolescence years where there's lots of questions. We want them to know that God loves them and that He has a plan for their life. So we make the Bible very real to them. We have Coffee House Fridays where they come in, and most of them bring juice. Sometimes they bring coffee. And we have different video segments that we're doing and make it very topical and relate it to them so that they can see this Word of God is for them and how it applies to their daily lives.
So what does a typical day look like? When does the school day start at St. Paul?
Sure. We start at 8:30 in the morning. Our students arrive as early as 7 o'clock in the morning for before care. The students that are in before care, one of the things I really love is before that day starts is they get dropped off early. They spend time with our staff, and before that day begins, before they go up to their classroom, she leads them in prayer and sets the tone for the day and prays over each one of those students. Then they have they off to their classrooms. My kids love school, and so they're often running into the building, skipping down. We love to see the smiles. We love to see them be happy at school. And then when they get to school, they're going to have wonderful, awesome teachers, best faculty. They are such professionals, and they love these kids, and they're very good at what they do as far as educating them and telling them about Jesus. And then throughout the day, they have a wide variety of experiences, from PE to music to art, Spanish, and interacting with several different adults through the day.
That was my next question. Mm-hmm. With whom do they interact throughout the day? You said several adults. Tell
sure.
us about who all makes up who all shapes the education for the students at St. Paul.
Absolutely. Well, we have many qualified teachers that are here that interact with them on a daily basis in their classroom, but also we have specialists here in art, Spanish, music, PE, And then we're very blessed at our church here to have several church staff members that are involved in the lives of these children. So with our schools, we have a school chaplain here, and he is involved with them, and they interact with him. We have youth and family people here at church, and they all participate with our students as well, greeting them, leading chapels, being with them. We also have two LCC, Lutheran Church Charities Comfort Dogs, Phoebe and Pax, and they're often on campus as well, and the kids always enjoy seeing the dogs.
I bet that they're quite popular, I'm sure.
Yes.
What about, do the students interact with students, for example, do older students interact with younger students at various times or for various occasions?
Absolutely. The way our school is structured, they're constantly walking by them and through. They also have reading buddies, so our older kids will read to the younger ones. We also have a very special chapel family, and so when we go to chapel as a whole school, we have mixed ages in those groups. They sit together. We do different chapel family activities throughout the year to just build community. So those little ones, as they walk down the hallway later in the day, they're often high-fiving their big buddy. And for the older kids, it's a wonderful experience for them to be with the younger ones and influence them.
While I'm sure much of the learning, there's much learning that happens inside the classroom, what about outside the classroom?
Sure. Outside the classroom, we have a wide variety of extracurriculars. Sports is one of our favorite things here, and it's Texas, so we have some football, of course, and then basketball, volleyball, golf, track, looking for different ways for kids to shine through different events. We have a strong strings program here at St. Paul, and many of our students take lessons outside of the school day, and then they participate in local orchestras. We have some girls in the Texas Girls Choir, and then our students are several times throughout the year doing different service projects, singing at nursing homes. Our middle school students had just created for the 100th day of school. They did a celebration, and they actually made packs to give homeless people that has nice gifts inside for them for their care.
So it sounds like there are opportunities for service learning as well and serving in the community.
Absolutely. We know that our kids, since they come from a broad range throughout our community, it's good as we send them off into the world and out into the community to serve others and know how to do that within their own family and their own context.
What led you to consider your vocation there, your vocation as a Lutheran educator?
Absolutely. Well, I was very blessed. About 36 years ago, my parents decided to enroll me in a Lutheran school, Peace Lutheran School in Saginaw, Michigan, and I was blessed to go to Valley Lutheran High School. We came to that school because somebody invited my family to church, and somebody invited my family to say, hey, can check out Peace Lutheran. It might be a good place for your kids. And so we went there, and my two sisters and I were all baptized on the same day because we joined the church, because we joined the school. And so for me, since that time, I've known for a long time that I've always wanted to be in Lutheran education. And along the way, God put people in my life to shape and steer me and to support, specifically my parents who were so supportive, but also educators at Peace Lutheran, at Valley Lutheran High School, coaches along the way, received a top-notch education at Concordia College in Seward, Nebraska. I can't thank them enough. And God has placed on my heart to work with kids and families. And as we know in education, it's not for the timid. And kids are messy, and sometimes family situations are messy. We live in this broken world. So for me, to be able to share with families the grace, hope, forgiveness, the truth they can depend on, that's what's meaningful to me. And that's why I'm blessed now to serve for almost 20 years in education. So our school, and I love academics, and we need to prepare our kids for the world, but our school exist to prepare students for the next level, but that's not the mission. The school is just the tool we're using to spread the gospel mission.
What's the highlight of your day at St. Paul Lutheran School?
The highlight of my day is high-fiving students in the hallway. Love to see their smiles. I love to see them engaged. Love to see interaction with the children. It's the best part.
Tell me about the teachers of St. Paul Lutheran School, and what are their strengths? What do you love about the teachers at St. Paul?
Sure. We have an outstanding faculty and staff here at St. Paul. They really understand mission. They understand what it means to educate children and share the love of Jesus. They are experts at caring for families. Time and time again, I've seen the body of Christ step up and serve people in ways beyond the classroom. As they serve families, they care for them. When school parents are just in perhaps an accident or just a special need in the family, they go above and beyond, and they care for the family, and they support the students through whatever's happening in their life. One of the things our school always does is we have a room mom, mm-hmm. and then we also have a care minister in each classroom, somebody specifically designated to help care for people in difficulties or celebrate birth or whatever joyous things happen in their life as well, to celebrate and care for one another together. Our teachers are awesome, and they really drive that, and they really set the tone for that.
How important is that relationship between family and school, parents and teachers?
It's very important, and we are blessed to have wonderful families here who are very supportive, and they're active in their child's life, they're active in the education, and we have awesome volunteers here who give hundreds and hundreds of hours a year. Last night, we had a math and science night at our school, and we had different activities set up for families, and we had wonderful participation. About 60 families came and participated in that, and it was fun to see the parents with their children learning about math and science together, doing different projects. And it says a lot to a child that their mom and dad would bring them up to an event like that and participate together.
Very good. Very good. Well, with just a little bit of time left, about a minute or so left, share with us... is there anyone you'd like to thank who supports the ministry and the work of St. Paul Lutheran School in Fort Worth, Texas?
Absolutely. I need to thank our congregation. 46 years ago, they made an effort to start a school and plant a seed that has gone on for a long time. And our senior pastor, Pastor John Messman, has done an awesome job of making school ministry a priority, and also coupling that with a strong youth and family partnership, too. So together, we're able to serve families in wonderful ways. So I just really thank our congregation for supporting us. I thank our parents for choosing St. Paul. And we're so proud of our alumni throughout the years that are now bringing their children back here to come to St. Paul. And so just thanks for all the support for all those years.
Very good. And lastly, how can we find out more about St. Paul Lutheran School in Fort Worth?
Sure. Just go to www.sharingnewlife.com.
Very good. Scott Browning, principal of St. Paul Lutheran School, Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with friends from Unity Lutheran Christian School in East St. Louis. And later on this week, we'll talk with friends from Valley Lutheran High School in Saginaw, Michigan, as Mr. Browning just mentioned. And we'll also head to Oklahoma. We'll talk with First Lutheran Church and School there in Ponca, Oklahoma, or Ponca City, Oklahoma. We'll talk with them. That's coming up tomorrow on Faith and Family. Hope you can join us for more conversations and stick around for Unity Lutheran Christian School here in just a little bit. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Trust Worldwide KFUO for sacred music of the church every night of the year. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. You can hear the difference with our online stream in high-quality stereo, whether you listen on your smartphone, Wi-Fi radio, or laptop, as well as your business or home computers. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, trusted for more than 90 years.
Hi, this is President Matthew Harrison. It's with a thankful heart that I share my gratitude to all of you who so faithfully serve the Lord as volunteers within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We are so blessed by your generous and gifted spirit, and we are uplifted by your volunteer service to make known the love of Christ. May God bless and fortify you in your service. May your service bring you joy.
Telephone service is essential to staying connected with your world. It can help you in case of an emergency. Call a doctor or pharmacy. Stay in touch with family and friends. the Lifeline and Disabled Programs in Missouri. Make telephone service more affordable by providing discounts to eligible low-income or disabled customers. For more information about these programs and to see if you qualify, please contact your local telephone provider. This message is sponsored by the Missouri USF Board.
A long-standing tradition at Worldwide KFUO is to broadcast two Sunday morning worship services for those unable to attend or who wish to benefit from hearing God's Word on KFUO or online. From Trinity Lutheran Church in Edwardsville, Illinois, Pastor John Shank leads the worship during service at 8 a.m. The live late Sunday service at 10:45 comes from Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, where Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden presides at worship. Hear the message of mercy and forgiveness during Sunday morning worship on Worldwide KFUO.
Have you followed Worldwide KFUO on Facebook today? Something new and exciting is happening at facebook.com/KFUO radio. Follow along with KFUO each day. Get program information, listen to audio, and watch videos. Also see our photos. Get a peek on the other side of the microphone with pictures of programs and special events. Keep up with all the fun each day on facebook.com/KFUO radio. Remember to like us on Facebook and share us with your friends. Worldwide KFUO, a click away, 24 hours a day.
Do you enjoy using good old snail mail? Writing a letter, a postcard, or using a typewriter to do the same? Why not send Worldwide KFUO your letter today? Our street address is Worldwide KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. And just a click away, 24 hours a day, you can find our contacts page at kfuo.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and the Chancellor of LCMSU, inviting you to join us right here on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the Student Union. If you can't make it, Student Union is always available as a podcast at kfuo.org. Learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.
The Student Union is underwritten by Lutheran High School Association.
KFUO, the messenger of good news for the 21st century.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week, and another fun part of this week is getting to have school faculty and administration and students in studio as they visit the International Center this week for National Lutheran Schools Week. Joining me now in studio, Mr. Paul Miller. He's the Director of Development at Unity Lutheran Christian School in East St. Louis, Illinois. Paul, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for having us today.
I always love having time to visit with you and the students from Unity Lutheran Christian School in East St. Louis. And I think this is a pretty regular tradition for us, especially during National Lutheran Schools Week. And we've talked a few other times as well about the wonderful education at Unity and the teachers, the students there. And I know we have some students joining us in just a little bit. They're finishing up from their time singing in chapel today. How many students did you bring to the International Center today?
Today we brought our Voices of Unity choir, Andy, and that's 9 girls, one girl from 5th grade and 8 from 4th grade. So they're girls doing their girl thing.
Well, that's exciting to bring young musicians and have them share about their experience at Unity Lutheran Christian School. Paul, tell us, how long has Unity School been around? How long has it been in existence?
We are in our 13th year, Andy. We started in 2003 with kindergarten and pre-kindergarten, and then we added a grade every year. Then 4 years ago, we had our first 8th grade graduates, and then now this year, we're looking forward to those 8th grade graduates are graduating from high school, and this is our first high school graduates that had attended Unity. So we're actually 13 years old.
That's outstanding, and I understand several of them have gone on to a Lutheran high school in the area. Is that right?
Yes, we've tried to make it possible for our students, as many as possible, to go to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville. There's actually 13 of our graduates who are attending Metro East. 3 of them are seniors, and they'll be graduating in May. We have 2 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 6 freshmen at Metro East. And it's really cool because we see them every day. There's a bus that picks them up in front of our school in East St. Louis and then takes them up to Edwardsville. And then in the afternoon, they come back. We provide that bus transportation, and we're also providing additional financial aid to make this possible. So I see them every day. They're doing great. It's a wonderful opportunity for them to continue their Christian education in high school at Metro East.
Absolutely. Well, that's great to hear that students have completed 8th grade and gone on to high school at Metro East and now graduating from high school this year. How exciting to, what a story to share.
Very exciting. And you know, Andy, if I could add one thing, as I've watched those students at Metro East grow, especially the ones that are seniors over the last 4 years. And for all of them, it's a completely different experience, a different environment where they can attend school with Christian kids in that Christian school. And I know that what God is doing at Unity is very important and life-changing, but I feel that what's happening for those kids at Metro East is even more important. To get them through those teen years in a Christian environment is wonderful.
Outstanding. Well, tell me about the students that you've brought with you today.
Well, I have 2 beautiful young ladies with me. One is in 5th grade, and that's Zaria. Say hello, Zaria.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Zaria. You're in 5th grade?
Yes.
Wonderful. I look forward to hearing about that.
And then the other young lady is Haley. She's in 4th grade. Say good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Hi, Haley. Glad to have you here today.
Haley has an older sister in 8th grade. And I teach 8th grade math. That's the only class that I teach. And her older sister's name is Kaylee. And every time I talk to Kaylee, I have to stop and think about, is this Kaylee or is it Haley? I have to stop and think about their names. But they're both beautiful young ladies.
Well, thank you for the nice introduction. Zaria, tell me about, when did you come to Unity Lutheran School? What grade did you start at Unity School?
This is my first year at Unity Lutheran Elementary School.
Well, congratulations. And how do you like it so far?
I like it. It's great. And I like it because we learn more about God.
What's your favorite class?
Math.
She's not in my math class yet, so she didn't have to say that.
You love math. Who's your teacher for math class?
Mrs. Yates.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think we've met Mrs. Yates before, if I remember correctly. Well, tell me about what does your day look like? What do you start with? What's the first thing you do when you get to school?
Well, the first thing I do when I get to school is eat breakfast. Then I go to class, and then I get my stuff unpacked, and then my teacher takes the lunch menu, and then we go to Bologna Jesus and learn about God.
belong to Jesus and you learn about God. What have you learned so far about God this year that has really been important for you?
I learned that whatever we do, God still loves us.
Very good. Very good. All right, Haley, tell me about your favorite class in fourth grade.
My favorite class in fourth grade is reading.
Reading. Who teaches your reading class?
Mrs. Prince.
Wonderful. Now, how long have you been? Is this your first year at Unity, or have you been there for a couple of years? What grade did you start?
I started in kindergarten.
Wonderful. Since kindergarten. And you've come back. You're in fourth grade now. And what do you love about fourth grade? You love reading class, you said. Are there other times of the day that you really enjoy in fourth grade?
I enjoy when we go to, like, belong to Jesus and learn about God's word.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. So you have belong to Jesus time in the morning, and you learn God's word. Are there other times during the day where you hear God's word, you learn about Jesus?
We learn in the morning and the afternoon, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think you might like to do later in life after you finish school? Do you have ideas of what you might like to do, Zaria?
Yes. After I come from high school, I would like to go to college and graduate and become a doctor.
A doctor. Very good. I don't know, fourth grade, is it too early to start thinking about what you'd like to do, Haley?
No.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking going to college and to study to be a teacher.
A teacher. Wonderful. I guess you've had great examples along the way to encourage you to be a doctor or to be a teacher. Paul,
can I add something? Yesterday,
certainly.
As we celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week, yesterday was career day at our school. So the students were encouraged to come dressed as the profession that they hope to be someday. So there were quite a few doctors and lawyers and many teachers and firefighters and so on and so forth. That yesterday was career day. We did something else interesting yesterday, Andy. We had a Skype chat. Our whole school Skyped with Trinity Lutheran School in Utica, Michigan. So that's 7 or 8 hours away, but we had about a 20-minute Skype chat between the two schools, and that was really a lot of fun to celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week.
Very good. It's amazing how technology has expanded our classrooms today, isn't it?
Yes. Quite a really an impactful type of process.
Well, as you were celebrating Career Day and everyone was dressing up, you mentioned teachers and doctors and lawyers and other things. Did you have anyone come dressed as a broadcaster?
I don't remember. Did we, girls? Anybody come dressed as a radio broadcaster?
Yes.
Who
really?
Was that, you know?
It was the third grader. And the fourth grade, Daniel brother, and
okay.
He was in third.
They came dressed like a... Okay, well, I didn't see what their outfit looked like.
So. Well, we'll have to bring them in for some training here
yes.
at KFUO.
We can do that.
What are... We talked about some of your favorite classes during the day. Are you involved in any other activities at your school? Zaria?
Basketball.
Basketball. What do you love about basketball? Do you play a certain position?
Well, sometimes. But sometimes I play the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And today I have a game.
You do? Very good. Do you know who what team you're playing? It's okay if you don't.
I forgot my paper.
We're playing Zion from Staunton.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Haley, are you involved in any other activities?
Just choir.
Yeah? Well, it sounds like you have a great time with choir. What are some of the favorite things that you get to sing in choir?
We get to sing, like, Rejoice All Night, All Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, God's songs.
What did you sing today for chapel?
Rejoice All Night, All Day.
So that's one of your favorite songs. Who are the teachers that you have throughout the day? You mentioned the teacher that you have for math, the teacher that you have for reading. Do you have a number of different teachers? Sorry?
Yes, I have two teachers.
You have two teachers. Tell me about your teachers.
Well, Mrs. Yates, she teach us math, and she's nice. And Miss Hardaway, she teach us science, reading, social studies, Shirley English, and Spanish. And she's like my homeroom teacher.
Mm-hmm. Haley, do you have a couple of teachers?
Yes, I have two teachers. And one teach me spelling, and the other teach me math, spelling, reading, Spanish, like mostly all my subjects except for spelling.
Who are your teachers? Yeah, I think you mentioned one earlier.
Mrs. Prince and Mrs. Gould.
Wonderful. Do you get to interact with, do you get to spend time with other students in your school who are not in fourth grade or not, you know, students from other grades? Do you get to, Zaria, do you get to spend time with students in younger grades or maybe older grades?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When do you get to do that?
At lunchtime or basketball practice.
Mm-hmm. So you have other students from other grades on your basketball team?
Yes, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, and 1 and 4th, but he's a boy.
1 4th grader. Haley, do you get to interact or spend time with students in other grades?
Yes.
At lunch and other times?
Lunch and recess and at the end of the day when we have to leave.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like in choir, too, you get to spend time. What about the really little students? Do you ever get to see them?
At Bologna Jesus time and when they take a restroom break.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to sit with them and during Belong to Jesus time?
No,
or you sit with your class?
Yes, because we all have certain spots that each seat, mm-hmm. each row that we sit in.
I see. Paul, why is Belong to Jesus time an important part of the education at Unity?
Well, when the girls are talking about Belong to Jesus time, what that means is every morning our whole school comes together for Belong to Jesus time. And that's actually our religion class.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a chapel service because it has a very well-defined format, almost like a liturgy. But throughout that liturgy, each week we're learning a different Bible study, a Bible story. We're memorizing a different Bible passage. We memorize and learn the parts of the catechism, and each week there's a different song that the kids are learning. Mm. There's also prayer time, and we have an offering every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very important time for our school when we're all together, and Reverend Dickerson, our principal, leads that. All of the teachers are there. So the bigger kids get to see the little kids, and we're all on the same page. But the majority of our students, 180 students, most of them do not attend church or Sunday school. When we take church attendance and Sunday school attendance on Monday mornings, about two-thirds of our students regularly say no. They did not go to church. They did not go to Sunday school. So we realize, and very importantly, that the only place they're learning God's word, the only place that they're learning about Jesus is at Unity Lutheran School. And so we take that really seriously, mm-hmm. recognizing that many of our students are not hearing it outside of our school at all. And a lot of our students, if you ask them, where do they go to church? They'll point to our school and say, that's my church. So it's a very significant mission that God has called us to, and we fulfill that on a daily basis through belonging to Jesus time.
Hmm. So how are students equipped when they finish their education at Unity? How are they equipped? What are they prepared for in the next chapter of life?
Well, I like to think about being ready to get a job somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get a job, there are certain things you have to be able to do. Number one, you have to be able to dress correctly. When you go in for a job interview, you need to dress correctly. And our kids wear uniforms every day, but on Wednesdays, the boys have to wear a shirt and tie, and the girls have to wear a skirt and a nice blouse with a cross tie. So there, I always think of when kids come out of our school, the boys come out of our school, they know how to wear a tie. They also need to know how to introduce themselves and feel comfortable with other people. And that's one of the reasons I like to bring the kids to the International Center, because today they've met many new people, people that they've never met before, and they need to know how to introduce themselves and feel comfortable in that setting. They also need to know how to write correctly. So if they're going to fill out a job application on paper or online, they have to be able to write. And they have to be able to speak correctly. They have to have a good work ethic. So all of those things are taught and practiced at Unity, with the undermining of faith, with the underlying foundation of faith, then it all means something, and hopefully they're being prepared for the future in high school and beyond. We're always obviously stressing the importance of education and how that impacts the opportunities that they'll have future in the future. So those are all things that we look at Unity, that we practice and teach and try to develop in our students. And I'm happy to say, like, these two young ladies here are catching on. They're good examples of what we want our students to be.
Absolutely. Glad to hear that all of these things are in place with a goal in mind to prepare students for that next chapter in life. Zaria, do you feel like you're learning things that are going to be useful later in life, that the things that Mr. Miller was just talking about, how to prepare for a future job, for your future education?
Yes.
What do you think about Wednesdays, the dress code for Wednesdays?
I think it's perfect, because when we get older, we will learn how to dress properly.
Mm-hmm. Prepare you for life in business or in any kind of career. Haley, what do you think about it, about Wednesdays? Do you like dressing up on Wednesdays?
Yes.
Well, you all, today is Wednesday, and you get to wear, it looks like these are uniforms for your choir, huh? They're very nice. I like the bright pink.
Thank you.
our listeners, unfortunately, don't get to see that today. Maybe we'll have some pictures to share with them later today. So today you get to go on a field trip. Do you ever get to go on field trips or do other learning outside of the classroom?
Yes. One day, Mr. Miller offered us to go on a field trip to sing to another school, mm-hmm. my fifth grade class, and he actually did it twice.
Wow, so you got to go visit another school singing for them as well.
Yes, and other churches.
That's great. I know I was in a part of one of the churches in the Southern Illinois district who benefited from the students at Unity coming to sing for us, and we love to have you come visit. With just a little bit of time left, about a minute, I'd like to give you a chance to say thanks to anyone who supported your education, or maybe a shout out to your favorite teachers or other students that you'd like to say hi to today, or family members you want to say hi to as we wrap up our conversation. We'll start with Haley.
I wanted to say hi to my dad wherever he is, because he's got like a trucking business and he got to go places.
Zaria?
I want to say thank you for both of my teachers teaching me the things that I need to learn, and my principal, and also thanks for teaching me about Jesus and inviting me to that school and having a great education about God.
Absolutely. You all have great teachers and a wonderful principal too. Reverend Dickerson, thanks to be to God for him and teaching you about Jesus too. And Mr. Miller, who would you like to say thanks to, or who would you like to say hello to today?
Oh, there's so many people, Andy. And when I look back over these last 13 years, the number of wonderful Christian people that I have met is just astounding to me. People like yourself, Andy, I would have never met you if it wasn't for Unity, and I'm just blessed to meet you and so many other people. I guess I want to say thank you to all of them.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. There are so many people that are involved in the great ministry that's happening at Unity. Thanks for your work too, Mr. Miller.
And
for bringing these students to share with us today. Zaria, thanks for being my guest today. It was great to have you in studio today.
Welcome.
And Haley, thanks for being my guest today.
You're welcome.
Mr. Miller, thanks for bringing the students over today. God's blessings on your work there at Unity.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and all the folks here at the IC, Andy.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word with Pastor Whedon. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for over 90 years.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.